Wow, I am so excited to be here today. And for those of you watching, this is such a blessing for me to be able to share this message about the light in the darkness. Let me start with a little bit of story about myself. I actually was born and raised in a small town near Mexico City, about 30 miles north of Mexico City. I remember my hometown had this rural feeling. We have a small ranch, we have a lake, cornfields. It was so fun. But one of the things that happened very often in my hometown was that there were a lot of blackouts. The blackouts were so common that people, whenever the light went off, which usually happened during the night, when the blackout happened, people will go out of their windows or their front doors, and they will shout like, "Not just my house," or "It's everywhere." And it was somehow magical to go outside right after the blackout because you can hear the voices or the shouting from far, far away in the town. The blackouts were so common in our hometown. They happened between 5 to 7 times every month, and we needed to be ready. So what we did is that we always have matches or a flashlight or candles nearby. And then knowing that we have a little bit of light gave us the sense of peace and confidence, and somehow we felt protected. Year 2020 has been a year of blackouts. All our plans were canceled. We can look at the economic and social outlook. It's very discouraging. All our plans were stopped. No more graduation parties, no more weddings, no more big vacations, no more sports, and even family gatherings. Just stay home, wear a mask, do not get sick. It's like someone turned off the lights for everyone. And to add to all this, we have social and racial frictions. Politics, and even the natural disasters are making the situation worse. It is very interesting to talk about the word darkness, for the word itself can be very complex. Some think of darkness as fear, or uncertainty, horror, void, or even nothing. But when you look into the definition of the word darkness, it's actually very simple to describe. Darkness is the absence of light. All the issues that I just talked about, all the stuff that happened around us, and it's making us think that there is no hope. I was just thinking about that most people that all of us have been going through this for the past 6 months, and there's been a lot of challenges. There's been a lot of trials. I mean, most of us know someone that either got affected directly by the virus, or they lost their job, or even died. I personally have people that I know just here in the United States and even in Latin America, a region that has been beat up by the virus. A lot of people have lost beloved family members. When the situation is so dark as the way it is right now, it seems that the things will only get worse, and we cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's like we're feeling like we are attacked by dark forces, like things that are completely out of our control. And I believe that this is the way the enemy is assaulting our trust in God and our hope for the future. Now, I'm here to tell you about the good news that we find in the Word of God. As I was praying about this message, I find out that there's about over 270 times that the Word of God uses the reference light as a reference. And this is very encouraging because we can know that in the middle of the darkness, God is the light. The word light in the Bible symbolizes God and good, while the word darkness symbolizes everything that is anti-God, Satan, the wicked, or the bad. And it's interesting that the whole story of God begins with light and ends with light. Today, I would like to share with you a word of God that we find in the book of Psalms. I have made this part of my daily habits where I like to read at least one psalm every day, and I look into the book of Proverbs and something else in the Bible. But there is one particular psalm, Psalm 23, that really encouraged me a lot because, first of all, this is a psalm. What is a psalm? A psalm is a song or a hymn that is a sacred song or a hymn that is used for worship to God. This particular psalm, Psalm 23, was written by King David. And in this psalm, we see God as a caring shepherd and a dependable guide. The psalm also teaches us to follow and obey his commands and reminds us that God is our only hope for life and eternal security. It is so relevant that this psalm to this day is one of the most popular psalms in the whole scripture, Psalm 23. Let me read it for you. It says like this, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that a beautiful reminder, a beautiful promise of God? Today I want to focus on one of the verses of this psalm, verse number 4. I'm going to read it one more time. It says like this, even though I walk through the darkest valley, another version says, valley of shadow of death. David was desperate and he was saying, even though I go through the worst things, even though I have to cross the worst situations, I will fear no evil. Because God, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We can find encouragement in God's word, especially in the current situation that we are living. Aren't we sometimes feeling that right now we are actually going through the darkest valley? I was just thinking, the past 6 months had been probably the most difficult 6 months that all of us ever had. No one of us was ready for what was to come. No one of us thought that this was going to be ever possible. The whole world got affected by the same situation. And you know, it really breaks my heart because as we were listening to the news and listening to looking at social media, we can see that people got really desperate. Unemployment rates went really high. Children are not allowed to go to school. That brings a lot of stress to the parents. A lot of people are thinking about committing suicide, and even the suicide rates increase. The divorce rates increase. It's really a dark valley what we're going through. The situation right now that we just going through right now feels like the past 6 months have been like a nightmare. And that's why we need to think about the hope and the promises that we find in the scripture. That's why today I want to share with you 3 practical applications to remember that in times of darkness, we have the light to overcome the darkness. The first practical application, I want you to remember this. The light is everywhere. The light is everywhere. God is everywhere. I remember that in one occasion, I took my children, my kids, to a very deep cave. We love to go on vacation. And as I say, this year, we didn't have the chance to do any of that. We pretty much had to stay in our backyard for the whole summer. But every summer, we usually have this grand vacation where, you know, we travel to another country or go to a faraway place. And in one occasion, we went to this cavern. Very deep cavern, and then we had a guide that guided us through this place. As we were walking through this cave, the guy was pointing out with the flashlight about the rock formations, and it's so interesting because all of a sudden they have like a, oh, look at the elephant rock, and this is the tree of life rock, and every cavern I've been to, they always have the same animals in all the formations. So when we went to the deepest part of the cave, all of a sudden, without notice, the guy turned off the flashlight. And I remember my kids were super freaked out. They were really scared. They run. They remember where I was standing. They run towards me. They hold me. They scream. And they were so scared about it. At that moment, I remember something. And this is something that God reminded me of. That is exactly what we need to do when we are facing the darkness. That is exactly the things that we need to do when all of a sudden all the lights went off, when coronavirus came, when the situation got really ugly, when we got the phone call that we don't have a job anymore, when we were told that our children couldn't go to school anymore. That was the time that we needed to come back to God, the time that we needed to hold onto His hands. You know, my children, when I was holding them, they were shaking, but they knew that they were secure. I knew what was going to happen. I knew that the guy was going to turn on the light. I knew that this was part of the tour. They did not know that. But because I had that confidence, I was calm. And I think today we need to be reminded about that. Reminded that God is everywhere. Today we need to run towards God and embrace His promises and remember that He cares for us and He wants to protect us. You know, it's not the same to be alone in the dark place than to be with someone, in the company of someone. When you are alone in a dark place, it's really scary. But because my children knew I was there, they feel secure. If you can know today that God is where you are, that God is everywhere, you can feel protected and safe. You know, there's a beautiful promise about this everywhere in the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. But there's one in particular that I love. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, this is the time where Moses, a great man of God, knew that his time was coming up. He already led the whole people of Israel towards the promised land. They were about to enter into this promised land. 38 plus years of darkness, walking in circles in the desert. And they finally were able to get to this promised land. But he knew that his time was coming up. And he knew that he was ready to commission Joshua to continue the journey, to lead the people of Israel to the promised land. But before that happens, he wants the people to remember that they needed to depend on God and not on him for spiritual strength. So what we read in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, it says like this: be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, referring to the enemies living in the path to the promised land. And it says this promise: for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Even in the middle of this darkness, even in the middle of all the situations that we are facing, even in the middle of racial tensions and political uncertainty, and we are worried about what's going to happen after November 3rd, and we don't know how the economy will behave, and all these different things, even in the middle of all that stuff, God will never leave you nor forsake you. The second application, practical application I want to share with you is this. Do not go to the dark side. The lighter side is better. I was about to use a reference of a Star Wars movie, but I thought that's probably overused already. So I choose to use something more dramatic. So I'm going to use the movie Finding Nemo. You know, Finding Nemo is very cute and very interesting. Actually, it's one of my favorite movies. I think that there's a lot of theology on that movie. The prodigal son runs away. The father is chasing him and, you know, all these different things, looking for him. But you know what? I remember that in that movie, there was a reference about the fish at the very, very deep of the ocean. And I'm sure you've seen this in some Discovery Channel or Animal Channel documentaries. The fish that live at the very, very deep in the end of the ocean, they're usually very ugly looking. They have sharp teeth and their face looks like they're angry because there's no light. There's even one fish that came out, somehow developed the ability to have a little flashlight on top of his head. And that kind of like helps him go through whatever they need to go through. Yet, the fish that grew up in the reef, like Mimo, and by the corals, they're all beautiful. They're all happy. They're all joyful. You know, they seem to be like having a good time and enjoying. And I think it has a lot to do because of the light. And this happens in nature. We see that all over the creation. The creatures that live in the darkness, they usually have this very, you know, they look really horrific. I will use that word. But the animals that live close to the light, they're usually very colorful, very beautiful. And I think this is a nice analogy about what happens when a person lives in the light or when a person lives in the darkness. When a person lives in the darkness, usually you can see the way he talks, the way he acts, the way he thinks. And when a person lives in the light, you can see the difference in his behavior, in his appearance. And this is so important because as we go into the scripture, we're going to find out that in John chapter 8, verse 12, the word of God says, and this is Jesus speaking, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And you know what? I can tell you this for my personal testimony. There was a time in my life that I lived in a very dark place. My life was very dark. A lot of the stuff that I was doing was really away or apart from the light. And I can tell you that, you know, really what God did was a transformation of my heart and my mind. You know, and maybe there's still scars and marks or things in my body from my time in the darkness. But God has used that to allow me to be a blessing, to bring the light to those ones that are still in that place. I want to tell you this today. God wants us to be in the light, be with Him. He doesn't want us to go into the dark side. This is something that we need to think about it. Like what we read, it says, he who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You know, God has the power to change your whole life. This is an opportunity for you to come to him, to not go to the dark side. And if you are in the dark side, let God take you out of it. Today is a good day to say, you know, maybe you're already tired, you're already worried, you already feel like you cannot keep going. This is a good time to open your heart to God and ask yourself this question. How are you living today? What's going on with you? If you've been a believer, you've been a Christian for a long time, this is a good day to say, do I truly live according to what God has called me to live? And if you're not a believer, if you never hear this before, and you feel that where you are, nobody can get you out, I can tell you today that God wants you to get you out of that place. Today is a good day to say, you know, to review yourself and to say, this is a good time for me to change the way I'm living, to allow God to change the way you're living. Honestly, I'd rather personally live like Mimo. Living the light, having, you know, in the midst of all the trials and troubles and situations that are difficult, I'd rather have the light of God in my life. I'd rather live that way. And I hope you do too. I hope that you open your heart to this promise because that's what God wants us to know. The third and the last practical application I want to share with you is this one. Where the light is, the darkness ends. I said at the beginning of the message that the story of creation begins with light. When we go into the beginning of the scriptures in Genesis chapter 1, which is the story of creation, the Bible says like this, reading from verses 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Then verse 3 says this, And God said, let there be light. Let there be light. And there was light, and God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called it night. And there was an evening, and there was a morning, and this was the first day. The first thing that God did was creating this light. The beginning of life. The beginning of the creation. And, you know, in the beginning there was nothing. God created the light. And this is the first necessary source of life. And as I say, the rest of the creation follow. And the original plan for God's creation was that his creation was going to live forever. But because of sin, we inherited sickness, suffering, death, and a world that is attracted to darkness because of sin. But God had other plans. But God sent his son Jesus to die for our sins, to pay the price for our punishment. There's a beautiful description of this by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, for God who say, let the light shine out of darkness, may his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of God's glory display in the face of Christ. Christ became our light that shows the way to the Father, the way of salvation, redemption, and eternal life. He rescued us from the darkness of this world to give us hope, faith, and love, and asking us to shine for him and reflect his love to everyone around us. We must remember that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that he is the light of the world. You know, Jesus, this is not the first time that humanity goes through darkness. This is not the last time either. But this is a reminder for us to know that regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstances, if we ask God to be our light, if we take God as our light, and if we come close to him, we can have the assurance that we can overcome the darkness, that we can have a different outlook about what's going on. You know, it is true that we live surrounded by darkness, but the good news is that the story will end with light. At the beginning, God talked about light in the creation. Then there was Jesus who came to the world to bring hope to the world. But at the end, in the book of Revelation, at the very end of the Bible, we can read in Revelation chapter 22, verse 5, we find this promise. It says, there will be no more night. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun. For the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever and ever. At this moment, if you feel that you're going through a dark valley full of uncertainty, bad news, illness, problems, I want you to remember that you're not alone. In this moment, if you feel desperate, if you feel that there is no hope anymore, if you feel so tired, you know, all of us are dealing with stuff like this. All of us. There's no one of us that can say, oh, this quarantine was super nice for me. All of us deal with all sorts of uncertainty and questioning and anger and being upset about the plans that got stopped. And our children are dealing with separation from their friends and all these different things that are happening. Marriages are going through a lot right now. Families are going through a lot right now. If you feel that way, I want to tell you that all you need to do is just come to Jesus. Remember his promises and let him guide your steps. I can assure you that you will find the rest and the peace that you are looking for. I can guarantee you that if you allow that to happen in your life, if you open your heart to the promises of God, you can have a different outlook. You can have the hope that can only be found through Jesus Christ. Today I must tell you that our hope is in the hand of God. He will never let you walk alone. Even, I let you know this, even it's not necessary that you know all the details about what you need to do, the wisdom of God will be there for you to guide you. And remember, you don't have to win every battle. You don't have to do this alone. You don't have to try to figure out how to resolve the situation. If you come to God and you ask him in prayer and say, God, please, I surrender. Please help me. I need you. I need to see where I need to go. Believe me. Trust me. God will do that in your life. Fear not to stumble and fall in the dark, because his word is the lamp at your feet and the light on your path. That's say the Lord. I want to invite you to open your heart to Jesus. I want to invite you that today you repent from your sins. I want to invite you that you get out of the dark side if you're dealing with that. And if you know the promises of God, I want to invite you to come back to him. I want to invite you to say, Lord, I need you in my life. I need your light in my life. I need you to help me in the middle of these situations that I'm dealing with. I want to invite you that you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you put your faith in him, that you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus is the Lord, and believe in your heart and with your heart that God has raised him from the dead. And the scripture says that you will be saved. You don't have to continue be living in the darkness. And if you're going through the darkness right now, you're crossing through this valley of death and darkness, this is the day where God can help you go through it. I gotta tell you, there may be more challenges ahead of us. There may be other valleys that we need to cross. But what will be the difference if today you open your heart to God, if you open your heart to his promises? I can guarantee you that the next valley that you cross will be completely different, because you will have the confidence that can only be found in his promises. Let me pray, and let me just extend this opportunity for you to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, God, I'll thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to this world as the light of the world. Thank you for the promise that we have found in him. Thank you, Lord, because you love us so much that you gave your only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord, because he went to that cross. You went to the cross, Jesus, to die for our sins. And you did not stay in that cross. You died, you were buried, but you were rise up again, and you're alive today. And today, Lord, we want to hold on into that promise. Remind us, Lord, that this is not our home, that this is just temporary. Remind us, Lord, that you are in control of all situations. Remind us, Lord, that you are the light that we need to go through this valley of darkness. Lord, I thank you for the gift of salvation that can be found in your name. I thank you, Jesus. I open my heart to receive you. And I thank you, and I promise you, Lord, to follow you the rest of my life. Amen. If you pray that prayer, I hope that today you can experience God's love in your life. I hope that today your life can be different. And I hope that you can come to him and surrender all the struggles that you're dealing with. He's greater than any problems. He's greater than any virus. He's greater than any situation that we are facing. He's greater than any darkness that we're going through. And let me just say this last blessing. It's a blessing that we found in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24, 26, where the Lord says like this, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. May you and your children and the children of your children be blessed in the name of Jesus' name." And remember that God is the light in the darkness. that Jesus is the light of the darkness, that Jesus is shining. He will soon, God soon, will turn all the lights. God bless you.